We've got multiple PGA members on the call here, and today we're going to be talking about PGA Reach as it relates to the New York City Marathon. Real quick, everyone introduce themselves, maybe what PGA section you're involved in, and if you work at a course, where you work.
Sure. My name is Henry Statina, and I am with the PGA Sun Country section. I work for New Mexico State University's PGA Golf Management Program, and I'm happy to be here.
I'm Jake Van Fleet. I'm the lead assistant golf professional at Skokie Country Club in Glencoe, Illinois. So I'm Illinois section. Super excited to be here. It's my first marathon, and I'm really excited.
I'm Hayden Lewis. I currently work for PGA Reach. I serve as the digital content coordinator for PGA Reach, and I have ran in this marathon before. I ran it back in 2019. So technically I'm affiliated with the Northern Texas section now that we're based here in Frisco, Texas.
And I'm Alyssa Blundo. I'm the events specialist for PGA Reach. I am not a PGA member, but I'm thrilled to be on this call with a bunch of PGA members. I help to operate and execute all of our PGA Reach national events throughout the year, including the New York City Marathon, and helping to make it as easy as a process as possible for our PGA pros to cross the finish line in Central Park in November.
Awesome. And I'm Luke Davis. I'm the founder of Lion Loft, and we do golf artwork and work a lot with different golf courses and PGA professionals. I went to NC State and did PGM there. And Jake had reached out, kind of filling me in on the initiative behind the New York City Marathon. And I thought it was a super interesting fundraising effort slash you guys are all crazy, and wanted to talk to everyone to see how we could best raise awareness and just hear from those that have run it in the past a little bit about their stories from past marathons, and for Jake, get him all pumped up for his first one. I want to start off with either Alyssa or Hayden, if you want to play rock, paper, scissors, just talk about what PGA Reach is as it relates to the PGA of America.
Hayden, I can take it if you'd like.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
PGA Reach is the charitable foundation for the PGA of America. And our mission is, it's simple. It's to impact lives through the game of golf. And we do that through four areas of focus. One is military. So that's our PGA Hope pillar. Youth, which is our PGA Junior League pillar. PGA Works is our diversity, equity, and inclusion pillar, and then access. So access to golf courses for everyone, which is our PGA Places to Play pillar. And obviously we have the lucky fortune of being selected as a official charity partner for the New York City Marathon. This is our sixth year in a row. And yeah, we get to have all these amazing PGA pros on top of their day jobs, training for a marathon and helping us raise a lot of money to impact lives through golf.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is the sixth year. And Henry, you are, from what I've been told, the seasoned vet out of the crew that we have on here today. This will be your third New York City marathon.
That would be correct.
Yeah. Do you have a background in running? Did you run growing up, or?
I do have a background in running. I absolutely hated it growing up. I was not a runner, despised it, and only recently started to run.
When you were training for the first one, what were your kind of thoughts going in, and how did it go? And
so I had gotten into fitness during the pandemic in 2020, and I completed something called 75 Hard, which is basically a mental endurance test. And our section's president at the time recognized that. And he had ran the marathon before. And he said, I noticed that you're into doing these difficult tasks. Maybe you should run the New York City Marathon as a member of the PGA Reach team. And so, like I said, I despised running. And at the time, I was kind of thinking that I was just kind of following God's will. And I thought that that had been put in my life for a reason. And so I kind of accepted that challenge and started training. And my colleague, Josh Salmon, who I work with, he was an experienced runner. So I kind of leaned on him and downloaded some apps and kind of learned as I went and just kind of followed the training as described. And it was no question challenging, but it was very encouraging because with every week I was setting new PRs and I was kind of embarking on a journey that I had never been on before. And that first marathon was one of the greatest experiences of my life. So it was quite rewarding and I would recommend it to anybody.
And for those that have not run a marathon before, how long is a marathon?
A marathon's 26.2 miles.
Like for here where I'm at in Raleigh, that would be like running all the way to Chapel Hill, which is just crazy to think about. Going into it, it has to be some crazy adrenaline.
Yep. I had been to New York City before. Like you, I attended a PGM university. I went to NMSU. And so I'd been to New York City on an internship one time. And going back was just as exciting. We were staying in a hotel in New York City. And I remember going to bed that night before. And I play a lot of tournament golf. And I totally get the first tee jitters. And I totally have stayed up late trying to, you know, get to sleep and have trouble sleeping. But nothing like this. I think I probably slept maybe 2 hours that night and woke up, you know, bright and early and had to get on the bus and travel to the starting line, which is a whole experience in itself. And it was cold and showed up to the starting line and there's thousands upon thousands of people wearing old clothing that they were going to donate to Goodwill afterwards. It was just a really weird experience because everybody was kind of curled up and trying to stay warm and laying on old yoga mats or cardboard boxes or things of that nature just to try to stay away from the coldness of the ground. And when it was finally time to start, the adrenaline was through the roof and going over that initial bridge and seeing New York City and the helicopters and the people. I can't describe it and do it justice because it was just such an exhilarating experience and it was unlike anything I had ever imagined. I could never have prepared for that part of it.
And it sounds like it went well enough to where you came back and did it again. How has, like, is there more PGA professionals that are signing up with PGA Reach to do this initiative? Is the crew kind of grown?
Yeah, Luke, this last year was actually our largest team that we ever had participate. So we had 21 PGA professionals run last year. This year we'll have 16 run. It's been great to see the growth. I think our very first year in 2017, we had maybe 6 runners. I know this year we had an insane demand. We had a wait list going to join the team. So that's really encouraging to see. And I think we've had 75 total runners since 2017 do it. It's really cool.
I think that that's kind of part of the enjoyment of the whole thing is a bit of networking. Obviously, the PGA of America is great at providing these opportunities to network. And being among the running team kind of is a niche of its own. Hayden mentioned that he'd run before. And so that's something that we can kind of speak on, and same thing with Jake, you know, coming on this year. I think it's going to be a neat deal to be able to meet one another, to share our experiences, talk about our training, maybe use certain apps in order to stay connected and boost each other's morale on those weeks when it gets tough, because as we get closer, those long runs get really, really long, and being able to provide advice and encouragement is always helpful.
Yeah, I know. For just the past few years of running, that's the one thing that you kind of fall back on, right, is that community of runners. And that same kind of thing that happens in golf, right, is you have this community of golfers, and you, as you play golf, as you get into the game, if you're a beginner, you start off kind of small. And with running, it's kind of the same way. But as you build on that, especially with this group, for the marathon, it's really important to kind of stay connected and to kind of lean on one another. And I know Alyssa and our team here, we've done a really great job, I think, of making sure that we do stay connected with our runners, and we have monthly calls set up with all of them and talk through the things that Henry just talked about, is those best practices of what's working, what's not working. How are your long runs this week? How were your long runs 2 weeks ago? Are you trending in that right direction? So there's a lot more that goes into it than one would think. But it's really cool because, as Henry alluded to, it really pays off there on race day. And when you kind of come over that Verrazano Bridge, that first big mile-long bridge, you see New York City way off in the distance. It's like, you know, such a huge city, but it looks so tiny. And that's like the coolest feeling ever, is just starting that, because all of your training, all of that has kind of led to this one day and led to that culmination. And it's the best thing, because you're with 50,000 other people who have also been going through the same thing. And it's one of the biggest moments of their lives too. So yeah, I think that community piece just really just adds to the whole experience.
Jake, how has the community been for you preparing for your first one?
It's been really cool. It's the monthly calls definitely help. I think it's such a unique team to be a part of, because none of us are even close to each other. So it's cool. You know, there might be days where I feel like I don't really want to run or whatnot, but you know, I know that there are, you know, 16 other people running, so it's an extra motivator for sure. If it was just yourself, it would be a lot harder, but it's cool to be a part of a team, and one that, you know, we're all PGA professionals and we're all trying to do the same thing, but we're in significantly different places.
Being a PGA professional, it's not necessarily the most, you don't have the most free time to spend training for something like this.
No,
so
we don't.
Takes, obviously, some personal motivation. So talk to me about, kind of the motivating factors behind this for you.
You know, I feel like everything that I have, I think it's because of golf. My dad's the superintendent. So, you know, I grew up in the city that I grew in because he took a job. I met my wife in high school. We have kids. So I feel a lot of gratitude towards the game of golf. Always need to get to give back. And this is my first, you know, maybe my first big opportunity to do so. As far as, you know, running a marathon, it's something that I've always wanted to do. You know, I probably feel maxed out in golf. Like, I don't think you're going to see me on TV anytime soon. So it's nice to have something to work towards. I think it's good for your soul to invest in something that you're continually working for.
I've got something to add. Something that Hayden said made me think of us as golf professionals, for me anyways, venturing into this running community. And personally speaking, the running community has been very receptive and open to allowing me to start where I am and kind of embark on that journey. And being a lifelong lover of the game of golf, I think it would be very interesting for more PGA professionals to want to take on this challenge, because we live in a world where it's very challenging to get into the game, and pace of play is one of the biggest issues. And a lot of golfers are not empathetic towards new players who are maybe a little bit slower at playing the game. And at a race, the pace of our run is almost irrelevant, because the real achievement is actually completing the race.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I think there is, just kind of piggybacking off of what Henry just said, I think there's also a journey piece to that. Like, we always talk about our golf journey and what that looks like from the very beginning to where we are right now. Whether we're a 25 handicap or two handicap, I think there's a lot of in-between moments. And that's something that I really kind of try to really lean into during my training when I ran the marathon, is those in-between moments of, you know, those 4 to 5 mile mundane runs where you're out there grinding and you're just like, why am I doing this? This is so hard, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of like what we experience with golf. It's like, why am I hitting 200 golf balls a day if I'm not getting any better? Why am I running these 4 mile runs, 5 mile runs, 6 mile runs to just kind of be out there running, right? That's kind of what it feels like. But those in-between moments, I realized during my training, was it really led up to something, like I mentioned earlier, is that final day of race day, is like all of those little runs, all those little moments where you're like, I could really just give up on this right now and take the easy route. But, you know, all of those little moments of kind of just struggling have led to this really fantastic moment of finishing a marathon, crossing that finish line in Central Park, like Alyssa said earlier. It's like, that seriously is just such a cool feeling. And, but I really kind of mirror golf to running in that regard because of the journey piece. And, I think there's so many similarities that you can kind of point back to for both activities and for both sports.
It's a great, great parallel and connection between the two. We've got perhaps two separate audiences that might be listening to this, PGA professionals being one, such as yourselves, and then golfers, so people who are more on the people who play the game outside of working within the industry. So for both groups, how can they get involved? So we'll start with PGA professionals.
Yeah, Luke. So we do have an application process that everyone goes through. We'll typically open up that application in basically the first part of the year, so sometime between January, February. So we would absolutely welcome anyone who's interested, a PGA professional, and being a part of our team to look out for that and apply. We do only have a certain number of spots that were given from the New York Roadrunners to be a part of our team. But hopefully, as the interest keeps growing, we'll be able to add more and more numbers to that.
Jake and Henry's PGM program, I'm sure, is pumped for you and supportive of you. And Jake, your membership is going to be rallying and following along with your first one. How can people listening to this get involved?
So I think whether a person's an amateur golfer looking to get involved, or even a PGA golf professional, it all really boils down to understanding what a person's why is. And PGA Reach is doing a lot of great things in people's lives from an amateur level and the professional level. And I would recommend that, you know, along the lines of what Alyssa said, that this is a charitable team, and that there are obviously fundraisers taking place. A person would want to know what those funds are going towards. And I think that a person should go to a local PGA Junior League that is utilizing scholarships, or go to a PGA Hope program that is saving lives for veterans through the game of golf, or go to a PGA Works fellow or somebody who has received that scholarship, so that these individuals, whether they be professional or amateur, understand the impact that PGA Reach is making within the community. And then they can recognize that us running this race is part of those fundraising efforts that go towards supporting those initiatives. And amateurs or professionals can obviously donate, and then PGA professionals can obviously apply to run, and then they'll have that motivation behind why they're doing it.
Three great causes within PGA Reach. Out of the three that specifically y'all are involved with, particularly speak to your background or passions?
Personally, I'm somewhat involved in all three of them, but PGA Junior League by far is an area where I've transformed my career, and it's all been giving back to a local community that was similar to the one where I grew up, where kids, many of whom are very similar to the ones that I grew up with, who didn't have an opportunity to play golf because of the financial means or their families not having any experience and not really having a place to go that would give them that opportunity. And so what we're doing with PGA Junior League and offering PGA Junior League scholarships is really creating that opportunity for a generation of kids who otherwise wouldn't have had that opportunity.
For me, it's PGA Reach. I've definitely been involved with PGA Junior League, but PGA Reach, I've heard people talk, there's a lot of military in my family. It's unbelievable the impact that that specific program has on people who are veterans. If you listen to anyone talk who's been through it, it's unbelievable how therapeutic it is for each of those individuals. It's definitely a program that I wish I could be more involved in, but this is a great start.
Does it get pretty competitive with like your personal space on the run?
It's kind of like a weird, just, you know, mosh pit at the very beginning, especially as you're going through those first few miles. It does spread out and it does kind of get a little bit better. And Henry, I know you can speak to this as well, but I think for me, I just really tried to focus in on like a certain pace that I know that I can maintain throughout all 26 miles, as crazy as that sounds. I was only able to run up to like mile 19 and then I was just off and on the entire rest of the way, which I still look back on being able to run 19 miles like all in a row is like a really big accomplishment. But yeah, I remember just a lot of weird, crazy thoughts going through my head, like throughout the races. And, you know, there's so many people around you at the same time and that are also cheering you on, and doing it in New York City is crazy as well. And it was my first time in New York City when I ran the marathon. And so it was also a cool way to experience and to see every like borough and every little neighborhood in New York City. And so that made it even more special.
Yeah. A couple of things that come to mind. The magnitude of the New York City Marathon, having looked it up after the fact, I learned that there's an estimated 60,000 runners and upwards to 2 million people lining the streets. At the starting line, the announcer says that we're going to embark on the greatest tour of New York City. And it's absolutely true. We go through all five boroughs. It's like going through a world championship parade where there's people cheering on both sides. There's signs and kids and costumes and barbecuing. And people are just screaming and yelling and supporting and encouraging us. And it really is a celebration. And then you look to the people to your right, and on their shirts, they're running for their mother who died of cancer. And the person on your left is an amputee. And late into the race, there's an elderly person who's on crutches making their way across the finish line 9 or 10 hours into the race. It is the most incredible, humbling, and inspiring experience that I've ever been a part of. And for me, my first marathon, I do it for PGA Junior League, but I also do it personally for my sobriety. I got sober on November 2nd, 2019. And so I'm 2 years in. The New York City Marathon falls on the same week as my sobriety date. And I'm celebrating that personally. And at mile marker, I don't know, 23 or so, I'm absolutely gassed, ready to give up, digging deep. And I remember I came up to a fire station and there was a guy standing outside who offered me a beer. And I remember giving him a peace sign and said, I got 2 years sober as of Thursday, and had a spiritual moment the rest of the way in recognizing why I was there and why I did all the training, and that all of us, all 60,000 of us, were doing it for something that was personal to us and bigger than us.
Yeah, that's pretty touching.
It's pretty cool. After the birth of my kids, that first marathon was the most incredible experience of my life.
Just kudos to everyone and to y'all for doing this and raising money and accomplishing these goals.
And also, you know, kudos to the PGA of America and PGA Reach and the staff for making this possible, because without their involvement and initiating this, you know, several years ago, this wouldn't be a thing that would allow us to, you know, reach our personal heights and then to obviously give back to the game that we all love and have grown up in and benefit all those players who we're impacting through those three pillars of PGA Reach.
It's been awesome to hear from each of you, your role within it, and stories from both past and current preparation for this year. And certainly wish everyone the best of luck who's running in it across the PGA, 16 people running this year. And excited to see where this continues to grow and go to towards, and we'll be following along. Any last words by anyone?
I had the chance to spectate for the first time last year, and that was, I had no idea that you could really spectate a marathon, but it is electric. I mean, if anyone just wants to plan a trip to New York City the first weekend in November, to come out and cheer on the 60,000 that compete, it really is just an amazing experience. I'm not a runner, but it was so inspiring to see all different walks of life through the streets of New York, running for, like Henry mentioned, all the different causes that are so important to them. It was, I had never seen anything like it, and it was just, what an inspiring day.
Hats off to y'all. It's super impressive. And again, for an awesome cause, which is even more impressive. So thanks for y'all for spearheading this and you taking the time to talk about it. Such a cool thing for the game of golf and PGA of America.
Thanks for your time today, Luke.
Yeah, thanks so much, Luke.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. It's nice getting to know you for a little bit.
Check out the show notes to learn more about PGA Reach and where to find donation links for the New York City Marathon running team. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Until next time, keep on spreading the feeling that golf is home.